Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid." Please be seated. Mirrors. Mirrors were everywhere. My grandparents' first house, at least the one that I can remember, mirrors reigned supreme. Even though the 1980s had left the world in the dust, they still had sway over this particular abode. You remember the mirror art of the 1980s, I'm sure. Growing up as a shy, quiet, stay in the backgrounds, never got in trouble lest I brought too much attention to myself, mirrors were not my friends. I hated looking into them because what I saw frightened me. I tried my best not to be seen by anyone else, so why should it be any different when looking into a mirror? To be known and to be seen, not only by oneself, but by others, to be loved for who one is, well, it's the greatest hunger that we have in the world. From the very first moments of creation, love was passionately uttered into the universe, and it created all that is seen and all that is yet to be seen. Humanity took a sharp turn, and in a Daytona 500 fashion, went down a path that pulled us away from that love. We've been searching for, yearning for, thirsting for, trying to get back to that love ever since. Prophets and sages trumpeted their messages year after year of repentance and return. Acts of wonder and miracles came and they went. But the magic didn't stick. In a last-ditch effort, a Hail Mary of sorts, God came to us, not in a burning bush, a pillar of smoke, or high atop a mountain, but came to us, among us, walking the ancient hills and valleys of this earth. God came to us not to look down upon us, but to look at us in our eyes, to see our faces, to touch our hands, to know us. We as humankind rejected this love, this visit, rejected being known, being brought back to our original state. And instead, we crucified God. What, by all accounts, should have been the end that day. I mean, even Mary Magdalene and the other Mary from our gospel reading this morning seemingly thought so in the trek back to the tomb. Here, they met an angel. And for the first of two times are told not to be afraid. Certainly witnessing an angel move a huge stone would be cause for alarm. So being told not to be afraid is probably an appropriate statement. The Marys are told to look and see where Jesus had been laid, and then go tell the disciples. He is no longer there. They seemingly do just that in a mix of fear and joy, we are told. And yet, while on this mission to tell the rest of his disciples, they run into Jesus, and here for the second time, they are told not to be afraid. On the surface, being told not to be afraid when they see and touch the one that had been crucified, taken down from the cross and wrapped in a linen shroud, and laid for dead, again seems to be the right thing to say. Are they seeing a ghost? But I think these words, "do not be afraid," contain another meaning, something deeper. Jesus is obviously picking up on something with the Marys, like the angel. I wonder if there was guilt or shame that they doubted. Even if they never said it out loud, if they doubted that Jesus would return after 3 days like he said he would. Or maybe it's the things that they wish they would have said or didn't say, the things done or left undone. I wonder if there was fear about what would happen now that Jesus was walking the earth once again. Was it too good to be true? I wonder if they were afraid of being seen. I mean, truly seen by Jesus. Surely if the one who died and is now walking again and talking with them can do all of that, come back from the dead, conquer death, surely he knows their hearts. Thoughts and their minds and their soul. Jesus tells people before his crucifixion something around 100 times not to be afraid or do not fear. So it seems to me that this is something deeply embedded in our being as humans. A fear of being seen, of being loved, of being known. Even me, a 33-year-old man, still struggles to look into the mirror some days and love the person I see, let alone letting God love me. I don't know your full story. I don't know the things you have done or left undone. I don't know the things you consider as failures or successes in your life. I don't know if you struggle with looking in the mirror and loving the beautiful, beautiful soul that stares back at you. I don't know if you've come to church and have been told that you aren't worthy of being loved by your Creator for who you are or who you are not. What I do know, without a shadow of a doubt, is this. Some 2,000 years ago, after dying by the hands God walked again. And the first thing he said was, "Hello. Do not be afraid." And so I say to you this morning, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to let God love you for all your broken pieces, for your doubts and your fears, your joys and your happiness. Do not be afraid of letting love, once spoken at creation, to fill you. And don't be afraid of mirrors, especially what you see reflecting back in them. I'll try to remember that too.